I'm here with Nick Dempsey, who's the windsurfing bronze medalist from Athens. And you obviously had a fantastic year last year. You won the World Championship. Obviously, you're aiming at 2012 now.
Last year was amazing, winning the World Championship. You know, we had Thomas, we got married. We did a lot after the Olympic Games. And, you know, this year is going to be quite big as well. You know, Sarah's sailing again. Thomas is getting a bit older and starting to run around a bit. No, it's still a bit full on.
Yeah. How long have you been campaigning for Olympics now?
This is my fourth campaign. Went to Sydney Olympics, finished 16th when I was 19. Athens in 2004, finished third. Fourth in China and, who knows, in London.
It's obviously one of the career Olympians. Do you find the problems with maintaining the sort of the pressure and you get experience along the way, obviously? But
for me, no, because I've still got this driving desire to win an Olympic gold medal. You know, I'm not there yet. I haven't achieved what I wanted to achieve. I've still got to do that before I can switch off and relax. I won't do another Olympic campaign after this. This is my last campaign, and to me, I have to win. You know, this is it. This is my chance in life to fulfil what I've been trying to do for a long time. And no, I have no problem with motivation. It's when you've still got a goal so big, you'll keep going and you'll do whatever it takes.
So in terms of your campaign, do you just launch into a full-on now, or how does it work?
Yeah, I had a few depressing months after the Olympic Games, reliving the experience of finishing fourth, and then but you know, quickly got back into it and just put everything into winning the World Championships in Weymouth last year. And for me, it was good that the Worlds was there. It meant I had a real focus and a real chance to put right the wrongs. You know, I just got on it and trained harder than I'd ever trained before, and you know, it worked.
Yeah, and obviously sailing in home waters, it sounds like you enjoy that.
No, exactly. You know, you always like being inside your comfort zone. And for me, windsurfing in Weymouth, that's what I do best. It's what I've done for a long time. And, you know, winning there is great. Training there is home. So it's all pretty easy.
And when you're sailing in Weymouth, are you actually inside the harbour, or do they send you out?
Traditionally, we've sailed mostly inside the harbour, but they'll probably send us out. I'm not sure yet. I don't know how they're going to allocate the courses. Or, you know, there's four or five courses, and we're going to be spread across them.
And in terms of your sort of campaign, you're also coaching, your training, are you going to make any changes for compared to your previous campaign?
No, not really. You know, my training partners have changed, new training partners now, but other than that, nothing's going to change. I'm going to continue to work with Barry Edgington as coach. The only thing that changes is that we're at home more. You know, the training is better because we're at home. You know, we go to the same gym, we're riding the same routes on our bike, we're sailing with the same people, we're sailing in the same area. It's just much easier. You know, the training just has so much more continuity to it, and you know, you can really see the improvements.
So who's your training partner now?
Now I train with Elliot Carney and Richard Hamilton, two young lads. I think they're 21 now. No, they're great. One's good in light winds, one's good in strong winds. You couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, so is there a sort of long line of people who are pretenders to the throne?
There's always kids coming up, isn't there? You know, I don't know how long it'll take them to get to where I am or to get to the top, but you know, they're there and they're training hard, and I'm doing everything I can to help them and make them faster. You know, the faster they are, the better training partners they are to me. So they're on their way. They just need to keep going.
Yeah, sure. And with looking at the actual RSX itself, have there been any sort of changes? Is it exactly the same as it was?
It's 99% exactly the same as it was. They tweak it every now and then. But
what kind of things do they do? Some sales things? Or?
Yeah, we've got new sail material coming. I think they're going to change the colour of the sails. It's going to be orange sails as opposed to grey. The board's got new graphics. The manufacturing tolerances are now smaller, they say, to try and make it more one design. And the price keeps going up.
How many do you have?
Oh, not so many at the moment. Maybe only, you know, 12 sails, 3 boards.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, how do you choose?
You buy.
All right.
You buy, and it's trial and error. You buy another board, you know, $2,500. You buy another board for $2,500. You know, it's expensive, but
yeah, sure.
It's you know, you've got to do
cheap
it.
Cheap compared to a star campaign.
Yeah, cheap compared to star campaign.
Yeah. So, what are the big events for you this year?
South Gold in Weymouth.
Okay, and you have a World Championship again?
I do, but I'm probably not going to attend the World Championships in September. They're 2 weeks after South Gold, and okay. For me, peaking for two events is a bit much, and I want to concentrate on winning in Weymouth. So winning South Gold is, you know, that's the most important thing to me this year.
Mm. And what happens to you in terms of sort of selection? Because you're obviously the dominant guy in the,
yeah.
the class. I mean, is there any sense of selection, or are you
I mean, we know the selection process. It'll be similar to last time. You know, if you're good and you're winning and you're top three in the world, then you're probably going to get selected.
So that would be you.
That would probably be me.
But there's no one really so close to you, is
there? No, yeah. No. The boy, the lads, they're a little way off still. You know, they've probably got too much to do in too short a time if they want to be challenging for selection. No, I would say that barring anything going wrong, there shouldn't be any issue getting selected.
Yeah, and the people I speak to say you're the fittest amongst in the Olympic sailing squad. Is that true?
Yeah, probably not at the moment. I went for a bike ride with Paul last week, and he was quite quick. Yeah, when I'm on form.
Yeah.
But not right now.